Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast. Welcome back home, a modern day parable. In our previous episode, Michelle's boyfriend, Malik, encourages her to use her grandmother's trust fund to finance her trip to LA for American Idol. Desperate to chase her dream, she convinces herself it's her destiny and she petitions for early access to the money. Her father reluctantly agrees, torn between protecting his daughter and letting her go. With tears, he blesses her departure, praying she'll remember who she is when the world begins to change her.
Sometimes obedience means releasing, not controlling. You raised them in the way they should go, but are you willing to let them go in that way? God never gave us children to keep. He gave them to steward, to nurture, and to release. What if the thing you're holding back is the very thing God wants to use for His glory? If we say we trust God with our children's future, we must be willing to take our hands off the outcome. God may lead them down paths we don't understand, but He never stops being faithful.
For the door to open wide, but it stayed shut, though I tried. I cried for the storm to roll away, but it lingered another day. Thought I knew what was best. Plan the path, ignore the rest. But your silence wasn't cruel. It was mercy, strong and true.
When the answer is no, when the way is unclear, still I'll stand where I should. You're the God who sees the end when I only see today.
So I'll trust
even when you
don't move. Every not yet, or wait and see, is still love, surrounding me. Even when
dreams don't go as planned,
even when
I don't understand,
you're
surrender all to you.
Pastor, I'm trying to protect my daughter from a world I know is dangerous, but your sermons got me wondering, am I protecting her? Or holding her back from what God might be calling her to?
Come on in. You must be Michelle Landon. I'm Isaac Hayes. Please have a seat. Well, let me begin by welcoming you to L.A. How are they treating you over at American Idol?
Everyone is being incredibly nice.
Excellent. Well, as you know, I'll be your manager, but you're going to have a whole team working with you, an agent to manage your career once you're done with the show, attorneys to make sure that all of your interests are protected, a voice coach to help you to maintain that talent, a personal trainer and a nutritionist so that you can keep that figure, and a spiritual advisor to help you to stay balanced. Ever do goat yoga?
No. I don't even know what that is.
How about meditation?
Not really.
Eat meat?
Mostly just chicken.
Well, Shoba, your advisor, will work with your nutritionist on your diet. She'll get you into meditation, yoga, the whole thing. She'll even set up your apartment for you so that you have the right feng shui.
Sounds like a lot.
Don't worry about it. We'll take care of you. We just need you to sign on the dotted line and we'll be ready to get you started.
Mr. Hayes, I'm flattered by your interest in me and everything that you've told me sounds amazing, but I'm going to have to check with the Idol producers. From what I read, I think I'm not supposed to sign with anyone while I'm a contestant on the show.
Oh, Michelle, that's just boilerplate. Legalese. They say that to everyone. It's meant to scare off amateurs. But you're not some girl singing in a cornfield anymore. You're already a star.
I don't want to get in trouble. Like I said, they've been really good to me.
And I don't want you to get in trouble either. That's why we keep this between us. Look, Idol can make you a household name for a season, maybe two. But me, I can make you a legend. You sign with me and when the cameras stop rolling, you don't disappear back to Kansas. You launch.
I don't know.
What's there to know? Every superstar you've ever admired sat in a chair like this, with a pen in their hand, wondering if they had the guts to step into their destiny. Idol owns your today, but if you let me, Michelle, I'll own your tomorrow. Go on. Don't think of it as breaking rules. Think of it as getting ahead.
It's just a piece of paper, but it seems like so much more. We'll sign in a contract open or close a career door. He says the world is waiting and I could shine so bright. But why does it feel like signing might be snuffing out my light? I could trust the people I'd always known. But I'm not in Kansas anymore, and I'm standing here alone. The smiles seem a little sharper, the promises a little thin. What if chasing all my dreams out here means losing?
Welcome Back Home, a modern parable to be continued.